Time to meet the men from the ministry. Join us now for a quick canter down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Our story begins, as usual, in the General Assistance Department, where that eager young executive, Richard Lamb, is watching Secretary Mildred Murfin complete that traditional ministry task, a spot of filing.
Here we are. That's finished. No more filing today.
Well done, Mildred. That's made your nails look much better.
Do you think we could do with another coat of paint?
Not now. I should get your shoes on again. Mr. Lennox Brown will be here in a minute. Besides, you don't want to tire yourself out.
Well, it's almost time for half past 11, Ziz. But I think I'll line your drawers with blotting paper first.
What?
The drawers of your filing cabinet, Mr. Lamb. I think that goldfish bowl is leaking. Honestly, what a mess in here. Ping pong bat, one sandal, hammer with no head and no handle. I'm going to clear all this junk out and put it where it belongs, in the map cupboard. Then we can use these drawers the way they're intended, for looking after important things.
Good idea, Mildred. We could keep all our biscuits in there.
Do what?
We can store our packets of biscuits alphabetically. The top drawer's marked A to D, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, A for almond creams, put them in first. Then D for digestive, behind them.
These digestives should be thrown away. They're all stale and shriveled and crumbling. They remind me of... Well, I don't know what they remind me of.
Morning to all. Morning, Mildred.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Hello, one. I've never known you get in late as early as this.
Yes, I woke early. My wife had her radio too loud. She does like to listen to the 9 o'clock news.
Oh, dear.
Poor Mr. Lennox Brown. I'll go and put the kettle on.
Thank you, Mildred. Yes, not too strong and only 6 lumps today. I'm cutting down.
Righty-ho, sir.
Mildred.
Yes, sir?
I have mentioned it before, as you may recall. Try, for my sake, not to say righty-ho. It's a silly, vulgar expression.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lennox Brown. I'll be as quick as I can with the tea.
Righty-ho, Mildred.
Mildred and I are filing the biscuits, one.
Filing the biscuits? Mm. Oh, crumbs.
Ooh, the permanent undersecretary just rang.
Sir Gregory? What's he want, I wonder?
He wants you both to go straight to his office right away. He sounded dead stroppy.
Oh, dear. What have we bungled this time?
I am quite certain that we haven't bungled any work in the last month.
How can you be so sure?
Haven't done any. So do stop shaking like that, too. You loose change. It's all falling out of your pockets, man.
Come on, one. We can't keep Sir Gregory waiting. You know what he's like.
Oh, don't be so weak, too. We don't have to be at his beck and call all the time.
Good for you, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yeah, show some spirit, too. He can't treat us like a couple of lackeys. I'll see Sir Gregory when I'm ready to see him.
One, remember last time?
As it happens, I'm ready to see him now. Yes, I've been meaning to have a word with him all week. Pull yourself together and knock.
Oh.
Like a man.
Very well.
It's only Sir Gregory we're going to see, not Count Dracula.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, good morning, Sir Vampire. Sir Gregory.
Come in, then.
Yes.
Don't dither about like a couple of moonstruck monkeys.
Oh. Thank you very much, Sir Gregory. How very kind of you.
Yes. Well, it's very chilly weather.
Oh, stop all this idle chatter, Lennox Brown. There's work to be done. Oh. So listen carefully.
Yes.
Our new government is most anxious to streamline and modernise the civil service.
Oh, no, not...
Modernise the civil service? It's indecent.
It so happens I agree with them.
Very sound scheme, Sir Gregory. Long overdue, in my view.
And I want you two to modernise this ministry. Give it a new image.
You want us to do it?
Prime Minister is sending a representative to look around on Monday, and I want to impress him.
Yes, well, now, where do you suggest we start, sir?
Well, our entrance is a disgrace. Start there. Do something about the lighting.
You mean a stronger bulb, Sir Gregory? Perhaps even a 25-watt?
I mean, get rid of that naked bulb altogether and install some decent neon lighting.
But the hall porter says if the light's too bright, he can't sleep.
Oh, yes, that's another thing. That is another thing. That hall porter has got to go.
Oh. Sack old Matthews?
Well, he's an appalling advertisement for a government building. Did you see him this morning? Sitting in his cubbyhole with his feet in a mustard bath, stirring his cocoa with a pipe cleaner. Most unsavory.
Yes, I do agree, Sir Gregory. Will you try and find him a teaspoon?
Oh. Never mind that man. Get rid of him. What our entrance hall needs is an attractive receptionist.
You mean a young lady?
Yes. Yes, I think we should have a 19-year-old filly sit in there with long, shiny, blonde hair cascading down her young shoulders. A neat little figure.
And we'll get her one of those long white desks.
Slim and elegant.
With twirly legs.
Curving in and out in all the right places.
Yes, and a transparent top.
By Jove, yes. No, that might be going a bit far.
Transparent top to the desk, Sir Gregory.
What?
The desk.
Oh, yes. Well, get on with it. Oh, and here's the file with further suggested improvements.
Yes, well, you just leave it to us, Sir Gregory.
Yes. And no slip-ups this time.
Go on, Mr. Matthews. What happened then?
Well, then the war come, didn't it? And all the lads went off to join the army. I saw the recruiting officer and I lied about my age.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't do no good. I still had to go.
Did you have to kill people?
Well, it was war, wasn't it? 3 men I killed and a dozen more I hurt pretty bad.
Were you in the infantry?
No, miss, the catering corps. The best years of my life I give the army. And when I come out, what was I fit for? All porter at the ministry, that's all.
Well, you do a jolly good job for us, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you, miss.
Now, you'll see Mr. Barnes gets that message, won't you? I've got to get back to the office.
You leave it to me, miss.
Ta-ra, then.
Cheerio. Yeah, a bit of a sleep now, eh?
Ah, Matthews, we've just been having a word with Sir Gregory about you.
Sir Gregory? What's he up to?
Well, how can we put it? The government wants some changes here, and he's anxious to move at once.
We've all got to go sometime, you know. We can't be with the civil service forever.
Sir Gregory wants to move at once.
That's what he said.
Yes. He wants the ministry to have a new image, to change everything round.
So he immediately thought of you, you see.
Me? Of course, tone the crows.
Don't you feel it's time you moved on?
Yeah, but I never... I'm a bit beflummoxed, no mistake.
Well, don't worry, my dear fellow. You'll soon get used to the idea. Goodbye.
God bless you, sir. Both on you. Hello? All porter here? Oh, it's you, Emily. Yeah, I got the kippers. But there's something more important to tell you. I've just been given Sir Gregory Pitkin's job. Yeah, me, permanent undersecretary. Oh, yeah, you always said I'd make good. And I'll do even better once I learn to read and write.
Mildred, some notes here I want you to type and send round the department.
Righty-ho, sir. More of this modernisation, is it?
Indeed it is, yes. Once Mr. Lamb and I get our teeth into a problem, we don't let up, you know.
I hear there's going to be piped music and iced water in all the offices.
That's right. And we've been updating all these ministry forms. Look here, where it said state address, I've changed that to give location of pad.
Oh.
Yes, and here, you see, give full name of wife. Now, I'm altering that to who's the cool cat man?
And I see from these notes, civil servants have got to give up briefcases and umbrellas.
Oh, yes, they're much too square and old-fashioned.
But some of the men won't like this, you know, carrying Union Jack dolly bags instead.
Oh, nonsense. We've all got to move with the times, Mildred.
Where are they? let me get my hands on them.
Ooh,
Well, now we are here, Sir Gregory. At least I'm here, I should say. And Lamb's crouching behind the fire bucket.
Oh. You've done it again. You incompetent, blundering pair of nincompoops.
May I offer you a cup of coffee, Sir Gregory?
Yes.
And how's Lady Pitt?
You may not.
Kent.
I arrive at my office this morning, and who do I find in there?
Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
I find Matthews, the hall porter, sitting in my chair with his feet up on my desk, smoking two of my cigars and drinking my brandy from a plastic mug.
There must be some mistake, Sir Gregory. We sacked Matthews yesterday.
Sacked him? He says you told him he was taking over my job.
I think there may be a slight misunderstanding, Sir Gregory.
Not anymore there isn't. If he didn't know you were sacked before, he knows now. I kicked him down the back staircase personally. And if there are any more misunderstandings, I shall have great pleasure in doing the same to you two, simultaneously.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Don't forget, the PM's representative will be here on Monday. If our modernization program isn't complete by then, you two will be joining Matthews at the labor exchange. So jump to it!
Have you noticed, man, every time Sir Gregory shouts like that, the toes of his shoes curl up?
Really? Surely not.
And no bungling this time or else!
Oh, Jove, you're right.
Rotten devil. Fancy kicking old Matthews on the back stairs.
Yes, well, we can't waste time worrying about trifles like that, Mildred. There's work to be done.
Yes, we've got to find a female receptionist to take Matthews' place.
Ah. All that's been attended to.
Huh?
Oh, yes. You're dealing with Lennox Efficiency Brown now, you know. Oh, my word, yes. Yes, I called in this morning at that employment agency, Rent-A-Deb.
You didn't, Van.
I did, you know. I personally chose a suitable girl, gave her notes to swat up about the ministry, and she starts on Monday.
Oh, I say, that'll put us back in Sir Gregory's good books.
I rather think it will. Pleasant girl she is, with great big...
Mr. Lennox Brown, how could you?
Brown eyes and a... What? Did you say something, Mildred?
How can you and Mr. Lambie party to it?
Party to what?
Sacking old Matthews. A poor old man thrown out of work at his age. He's worked his mittens to the bone for this department.
Oh, now, come, Mildred. It's natural for women to be emotional about these things, but we men have to be realistic, you see. Yes, I expect we'll have a whip round for the old chap, you know.
I thought of giving him a few old clothes. My landlady's got some to spare.
Whip round? Old clothes? Matthews is a human being, even if he did have some funny habits.
But Sir Gregory's made up his mind, so there's nothing we can do. Now, don't fuss, Mildred, please. Mr. Lamb and I have to nip down now to the canteen and see how our modernization plans are working.
Remember how Mrs. Granite used to stand behind the counter slopping tea straight into the cups?
Yeah.
Well, now we're installing a vending machine, so Mrs. Granite will sit inside and pour the tea out through the slot.
It's very good thinking, that, too. Yeah. And I've thought of something else.
Blooming callous. That's what they are. Cold-blooded and calloused.
Excuse me a minute, Miss Murfin.
Blimey, talk of the... Oh, poor Mr. Matthews. I thought you'd gone.
Well, I'm on my way. I just wanted to return this book you lent me. No point in an old man learning karate now.
Yeah, you're not going to take this lying down, are you? You've got to fight.
No, it's too late. I'll be gone soon as I've cleared out my little cubby hole in the hall.
It must be full of memories.
Oh, yes. And a lot more besides. There's a broken banjo, a blouse, a pair of cami knicks, a vest. Don't know how that banjo got there.
But you mustn't just leave. I mean, you've got to hit back. Show them they can't do without you.
But they can. I hear they're having a bird instead.
Well, suppose someone rang up the agency and cancelled the girl they've ordered.
What?
There's this bigwig coming round on Monday, see?
Yeah.
And if the girl didn't turn up, they'd be in the cart, wouldn't they? Then they'd have to have you back.
Oh, cool. You're giving me ideas, miss. What's the number of the agency?
Well, of course, I couldn't be involved in anything like that. But it's the Rent-A-Deb agency.
Yeah.
They're in the phone book.
Oh,
Well, I haven't been in so early on a Monday since the wife had her mother to stay.
Fancy Sir Gregory being in at this time. I suppose he wants to congratulate us before this VIP arrives.
Well, he certainly ought to be pleased. Everyone's saying what a difference we've made to the ministry. Mm.
Come.
Ah, here we are then, Sir Gregory. Oh, please, don't get up.
I had no intention of getting up, Lennox Brown.
There's no need for thanks, Sir Gregory. We've enjoyed working hard.
Oh, be quiet, Lamb, and speak when you're spoken to. Now, what the devil have you both been playing at? I told you to modernize the ministry. And what have you done?
Well, we've installed piped music, Sir Gregory.
Piped music?
Yes.
I queried that awful noise on Friday afternoon and was told it was you, Lamb, sitting down in the basement with a horn gramophone playing old-time dancing records up the water pipes.
That's right, Sir Gregory.
That is not right, nor is it piped music. And you, Lennox Brown, why are you wearing a mauve catsuit and a yellow corduroy cap?
Oh, well, it's the new swinging image, huh?
Oh. Any more of this and you'll be swinging from the nearest lamppost.
Yes, very good, Sir Gregory.
I'll deal with you two later. Now, the Prime Minister's representative, Sir Norman Ball, is due here any minute. And if you've bungled the arrangements for our new receptionist, you're both in real trouble.
Oh, we haven't bungled that, Sir Gregory. Oh, dear me, no.
She wasn't there when I came in. Check up on it, now.
Good Lord. I'd better ring the agency.
Yeah, I think you'd better.
Come to think of it, you know, there was no one in the hall when I came through. I thought she'd popped out for a moment.
I haven't seen her either, but I knew you were dealing with it, so I felt quite confident.
Well, she probably hasn't arrived yet.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Lennox Brown at the ministry here. Is that Rent-A-Deb?
Yes, Barbara Cartwheel here.
You may recall, madam, that I came in last week and selected a girl to be employed as our receptionist.
That's correct. And then she was cancelled on Friday.
What? Cancelled? What do you mean, cancelled?
Well, someone rang and said she wasn't needed at the ministry after all. She was most upset. She set her heart on an easy number in a pleasant situation in the civil service.
Good grief, too, we're sunk. well, pardon me, ma'am. Can you send someone else at once, or even sooner?
I'm afraid not. No, all my girls are fully booked for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, well, I mean, isn't there anyone you could send? Your cleaning lady, or your mother? You could even come yourself, we're not particular.
No, I'm afraid we cannot help you. Goodbye.
We've had it, too. Oh. No, there's no one. And Sir Gregory will be showing the top brass round any moment.
What a pantomime. Why does everything always go wrong?
Oh, I don't know. It's for a Cosby problem. Pantomime.
Hmm?
Pantomime. That's it.
What?
The civil service Christmas pantomime. You were the best dame they've ever had.
Yes, people said they'd never seen anything like it.
Dressed as a woman, you were so feminine.
What's that got to do with our receptionist?
Well, don't you see? It's got to be someone who knows how the ministry works, right? Well, someone feminine and alluring. It's you. You.
Me? But I daren't. I can't.
Of course you can. The wig and the dress are still in the club room.
No, I refuse. You can do it.
Well, how can I? I've got a moustache.
No, I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't.
Come out from under the desk and be a man.
But you just asked me to be a woman.
Oh. Pull yourself together, too. If there isn't a glamorous receptionist in the hall this morning, we're both for the high jump. No jobs, no salary, no pensions. Now, I'm going to prevent that. If it's the last thing you do.
Yes, Sir Norman, there have been sweeping changes at the ministry. You'll be agreeably surprised.
Venetian blinds on all the windows, I see. I hope you haven't spent too much money, Pitkin.
Oh, no. Those blinds cost nothing. They're folded ministry forms strung together with red tape.
Oh, there you are, Sir Gregory. Good morning to you, Sir Norman.
Good morning.
Sir Norman, good morning to you. The lift is ready to whisk you upstairs.
No, Harry Lennox Brown. I'd like Sir Norman to see the halls.
Oh, glory.
Yes, we've done away with the traditional hall porter. Instead, we have a glamorous receptionist sitting at that ultra-modern desk. Let's have a word with her. I'd like her to show Sir Norman everything.
You wouldn't, you know.
No need to rush, Lennox Brown. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome to the ministry.
Thank you, sir.
And what is your name, child?
Raquel.
Yes, Raquel, Sir Gregory. Raquel. Now, shall we move on, sir?
A good idea to have a bit of glamour about the place, eh, Sir Norman?
Well, I suppose so. Let's have a look at the offices, Pitkin. I don't like to dilly-dally.
By the way, my dear, my office is 403. If you want anything at any time, then bop in at 5:30 and we'll have a little chat.
Come along, Pitkin.
Cozy little chat and a tiny double gin, eh? coming, Sir Norman.
Oh, dear. I knew I shouldn't have worn these hot pants.
Oh, well done, too. I'm proud of you now. Oh, my word, yes. Welcome back to the office.
Juan, you didn't tell me I'd have to sit there all day. I must get out of these awful clothes. I don't want Mildred to see me.
Oh, it's all right. I sent her off early.
I feel such a fool in these hot pants. Surely you can see my predicament.
Never mind. You fooled everyone.
I certainly did. Parker of Pensions gave me a box of chocolates. And Fumbler Grant brought me roses.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing. If Mr. Bridges ever asks you to bend down and pick something off the floor, don't.
Yes, well, you can get those things off now, too. You won't need them again till tomorrow.
Yes. What? Tomorrow?
Well, of course. We can't get a girl from the agency for 2 weeks.
I'm not doing this again. I absolutely refuse.
Hello, my dear.
I won't do it, and you can't make me. Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Hello, Sir Gregory.
Something wrong, Raquel? Is this man annoying you?
He is being rather difficult. He's trying to force me to do something I don't want to.
You bounder, Lennox Brown.
I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
I think you'd better leave Lennox Brown and give me a chance. give me a chance to talk to Raquel. Now, off you go, man.
But, Sir Gregory, I'm...
Don't argue, man. Go now.
Gloria.
Now then, Raquel, you and I must get to know each other better.
Sir Gregory, I'm not the sort of girl you think I am.
They all say that, my dear.
Yeah, but I mean it.
By Jove, you are a shy little gazelle. Oh, you have a lovely figure, Raquel. Yeah. And a delightful...
Umbrella. I forgot my umbrella.
Oh, take it and go, Lennox Brown.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. But before you do...
Yes.
Where's Lamb been all day? I haven't seen him.
Lamb, sir. Lamb. Ah, yes.
Lamb.
Well, yes, he's ill at home, Sir Gregory, yes. Well, you know what a funny head he's got, yes. Perhaps I should tell you about it.
No, that's enough. Go.
Are you sure?
Go.
Yes, sir.
Lamb is one of my junior executives. The sort of man you want to strangle on sight. Oh, you look very flush, my dear. Too hot, perhaps? Throw off your things. yes. Now, where were we? Yes, I was admiring your shapely figure and your cute little dimpled knees.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
And you do have a very neat little waist and the cutest little...
Pot plant. I haven't watered the pot plant.
Lennox Brown, stop interrupting.
Oh,
good Lord, is that the time? Infernal nuisance. I've got to go now. Promise to meet my wife. I'll see you tomorrow, Raquel. Promise?
I promise, Sir Gregory.
And as for you, Lennox Brown, kindly keep your hands off this innocent young girl. I saw her first.
I won't touch her, I assure you.
Bye-bye, little treasure.
It was awful, Mildred. Mr. Lennox Brown expects me to do it again today.
Mr. Lennox Brown.
Two, what are you doing up here with your trousers on? Get into your dress and down in the hall.
No, I refuse.
Two, Sir Gregory will be here in a minute.
I don't care, ghastly old devil.
Two, don't talk like that. He might hear you.
Lennox Brown.
Good morning, Sir Ghastly.
You're back, Lamb.
Am I?
Yes. It wasn't a serious complaint, you see, sir. After all, yes. No, the doctor examined his head and said there was nothing in it.
Well, I think you both ought to take things easy for a bit. I've been driving you rather hard lately.
What?
Are you all right, Sir Gregory?
Well, I won't beat about the bush, gentlemen. I'd be glad of your cooperation. I've found myself in an awkward position. The fact is, Sir Norman just rang. They've changed their minds about modernizing the ministry.
Oh, you mean it's back to bowler hats and dusty offices, eh?
And old Matthews, can he come back?
Yes, yes, they'd prefer a porter. That's the main problem.
Oh, Matthews will come back, Sir Gregory. He's only been sitting on the pavement outside.
Yes, it's not that aspect that worries me. It's the little girl who took his place. She'll have to go, you see.
Raquel, go?
Yes, very distressing. Especially for me. The fact is, I got rather close to her. I don't fancy giving her notice. I was wondering if you two could tackle the job.
Oh, I see, yes. Do you think you could bring yourself to get rid of Raquel, do you think?
I think so, one. Especially if Sir Gregory wanted to give her a farewell gift to soften the blow.
Good idea, Lamb. What do you think? Chocolates, perfume?
I thought perhaps a box of cigars.
Oh,
muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.